From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Imagine an Amazon-style business exclusively for farmers. As reported in agriculture.com, that's the vision behind Agroy, a startup that provides farmers the ability to buy seed, fertilizer, and chemicals online from anywhere in the world. Co-founder Brad McDonald admits Agroy doesn't have worldwide capability yet, but says the beauty of Agroy is that the technology is set up for that dream. In the company's first year, Agroy did more than $2 million in sales. The USDA is taking on a supportive role in the development of the 2018 Farm Bill. That's according to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue, who tells AgriPulse he expects congressional ag committees to have the traditional lead role in development, but says they'll act as consultants in as much as they want or need. Perdue promised to give the committees some broad principles we think should be included. At their request, we'll do deep dive based on the facts and data that support those principles. Republican governors from four ag-dependent states want the White House to really understand the dangers of withdrawing from NAFTA. According to Wisconsin Ag Connections, Rick Snyder of Michigan, Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, Kim Reynolds of Iowa, and Bill Haslam of Tennessee met with Vice President Mike Pence on Tuesday to discuss the potential economic effects of losing NAFTA. Last month, at a summit of Republican governors, the normally unflappable Pence appeared moved by the level of concern expressed over a possible NAFTA withdrawal. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.